Welcome to Classics Now, the radio program of the North Coast Great Books Discussion Group. I am Solomon Iverta, joined by the mellifluous Mary Harper via telephone for another review from the bookshelf of classic literature. But before we get into this month's selection, I'd like to take a moment to remember one of the founders of the North Coast Great Books Discussion Group, who recently passed away, Lance Hardy. Borrowing some of Lance's words from his webpage, the group was founded in 1993 by retired physicist mathematician Joe DeRue, also no longer with us, HSU professor and author Doc Stoll, and as Lance describes himself, quondam KHSU radio producer and general nuisance Lance Hardy. Some of his humor showing through there. So here's an actual quote from Lance's webpage, which is hardyhouse.org, concerning the discussion group. Before we open the wine, we can usually remember that we are the North Coast Great Books Discussion Group. After the first glass, most of us tend to forget the exact words and their proper order, except for book, which we do remember, since we generally have one in our hands. And here are a few thoughts shared by Doc Stoll, who is traveling through South America as we speak, upon hearing the news of Lance's passing. Nobody like him, and we shared so many reflections and ruminations about the human condition. It was never cynical, just an honest human recognition of our common humanity and flawed, absurd condition, buttressed by our own appreciation of the classics throughout human history, but popular culture too. Lance was never a snob or judgmental. He appreciated the entirety of the culture around him, and with me, always with humor. His parents were Hungarian immigrants who came to Argentina. He reinvented himself at least twice. Much we'll never know about his unique story, but he shared a lot with me that was quite extraordinary. I'm really, really shaken that I can no longer communicate with and appreciate someone so wise, so complex. It is a real loss for all of us.
It is indeed.
A few more thoughts from Lance to end the show with, but right now, I think as Lance would have liked, let's delve into some classic literature with Mary Harper joining us from home on the telephone. Are you there, Mary?
I am. And we're talking about James Joyce, which is an odd coincidence because he was the author that we were reading the very first time that I went to book group and met Lance.
Very nice.
So it's kind of a full circle there. This time we're reading Dubliners, which was one of his early works. He had a heck of a time getting it published, though. He started out in 1905, and a publisher accepted it, but then said, no, I can't. You have to change all these things because the subject matter is not right, and Joyce wouldn't. And so he found another publisher who started to print it and then said, no, I can't do it, and actually burned most of his copies. So he had a really hard time, and it was originally submitted in 1905 and did not get published until 1914.
Sometimes it takes a while.
So all of you who are aspiring authors out there, be tenacious. It's a very approachable work. A lot of people, I think Joyce is just too hard, and Ulysses is a really big piece to take on. You know, it you need help, but for this one you don't. It's very lovely. I think you told me, Solomon, that you know you were a little wary at first, but you came to really appreciate it.
Yes, I can't stand his other work, but I think it was just because I read it when I was too young.
But
this is a great introduction, and I just really fell in love with his work.
I did too. I really enjoyed this. It ends up, although there are 15 separate stories, it ends up being a portrait of the soul of Ireland at the time, in a way. James Joyce grew up during the biggest push for Irish nationalism, the very first one that just really took off. Parnell, I think, as a name some people will know, was very big when he was growing up, and died when James Joyce was 9. One of the first things we know he wrote was a poem about Parnell. And this is Joyce's view of what Dublin is like and what it ends up being. All these people, they have desires. They wish to change. They wish to go other places, and they just can't. They can't make it happen. they get caught in one thing or another. It's set out in a very interesting manner. There's a progression in age. The first several stories are told by children, and then the next few by young adults, and then you move on to mothers and fathers, and then to a public sphere. So there's a definite arc in that sense. And I found reading some of the critics that there's actually a lot of Catholicism in here too, that he represents the seven sins and the four cardinal virtues with Perry's stories. So there's a lot there, but you know, you don't have to know all that to appreciate it. It's a lovely book.
It really captures the human condition through the lifespan, as you say. I'm not just Irish, but yeah.
And there's funny parts, there's sad parts. Here's a description of Mr. Duffy from A Painful Case that I thought was just a wonderful little stuck-up little fella. Mr. Duffy abhorred anything which betokened physical or mental disorder. A medieval doctor would have called him saturnine. His face, which carried the entire tale of his years, was of a brown tint of Dublin streets. On his long and rather large head grew dry black hair, and a tawny mustache did not quite cover an unamiable mouth. His cheekbones also gave his face a harsh character, but there was no harshness in his eyes, which, looking at the world from under their tawny eyebrows, gave the impression of a man ever alert to greet a redeeming instinct in others, but often disappointed. He's kind of a little caricature, but then he meets a woman who's married, and they have a platonic affair, and when she, you know, loses it a little bit and caresses him, he cuts her off. And then later finds that she's thrown herself in front of a train, and his priggish little world kind of dismantles at that point.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left there, Mary, since you're not here in the studio, I'll let you know. You have a little more from...
I do. The last story, which is almost, it's a novelette, really. It's quite long. And it's just lovely. It's a story about a party and a couple that go to the party. And they've been a couple for a long time. They're very, you know, good with each other. But on the way home, because of a song that was sung at the party, she tells him something she'd never told him before, that there was a young man who died, who loved her. And she says, "I think he died for me." And it sends the man through all this cascade of emotions. And he finally realizes that kind of passion is not something he's ever experienced. And he says, he thought of how she who lay beside him had locked in her heart for so many years that image of her lover's eyes when he had told her that he did not wish to live. Generous tears filled Gabriel's eyes. He had never felt like that himself towards any woman, but he knew that such a feeling must be love.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Well, what do we have on tap for next month?
Oh, we have a rousing, wonderful, cynical little piece by G.K. Chesterton called The Man Who Was Thursday, Spy Stuff.
sounds like a good time. And, of course, as always, folks are invited to read along with us, even if you're not able to join us at our meetings. And to end it this week, I'd like to just add a little bit that I picked up off of Lance's website. It kind of gets you a sense of Lance Hardy himself and his attitude. Any time is a good time to look at oneself and one's place in life. This particular time, infused as it is by hype and what used to be called conspicuous consumption, is even more opportune for the contemplation of what is really worthwhile. In this sense, friendship, true friendship, will outweigh and outlast everything else in one's life.
Oh, we will miss you, Lance.
If for no other reason, because it demands goodness and virtue in oneself. In or out of season, among humans, there is no greater gift.
Well, he was definitely a classic.
Indeed. Well, thanks for listening to Classics Now, the radio program of the North Coast Great Books Discussion Group with Mary Harbour. I am Solomon Iverta, and have a classic day.